Hey beauties, I'm Maria.
And I'm Megan, and we are the co-founders of The Intentional Single, a place for Catholic single and dating gals to be seen, known, loved on, and journeyed with.
We know you're tired of feeling overlooked in your ache, because honestly, holding on to hope while single and dating can be one of the most challenging things you've ever done. If that's you, girl, you're in the right place here.
Get ready for countless gems on how to live a full and whole lifestyle, diving into dating, mindsets, hormones, theology, literally all of the things.
We're excited to journey alongside you because this side of heaven, we never arrive, and we are with you on that journey. So welcome to The Intentional Singles.
Thriving in a space between. You are.
Welcome back, ladies. It's Maria.
And I'm Megan. Hey, gals. So good to be with you.
And today, we have been talking a lot amongst ourselves and others about this idea of authenticity. If you have been through our course, Thriving in the Space Between, you know how we share that one of the four most attractive things about a woman, according to thousands and thousands of men polled, is one of those four is authenticity. And so we just wanted to dive a little bit into that to give you some things to consider. So Megan,
would you... let's start with, okay, when we use words, got to know what they mean, man. We got to know what they mean. So if you've been with us long enough, you know that we love, love, love diving into the etymology of a word. Right? Like, where does the word come from? So authenticity or authentic comes from the Greek authentikos, which means original, genuine, principle, which came from the Greek authentis. And this is really cool, which meant that one acting on one's own authority, which is really interesting because if you're acting on your own authority, it means you're acting from self.
Yes.
What does that mean, Maria?
You know, it's acting from self, and it's also acting from freedom, right? So one of the things that we have been diving quite a bit into is something called IFS, or Internal Family Systems. And Dr. Jerry Creed, Dr. Peter Malinowski, they've been doing so much beautiful work in this space.
Yes, ladies. As a side note, Litanies of the Heart is an amazing, amazing read.
Yes.
You might actually, if you put that in your cart right now, there are very many books available. So if you happen to go to Thrift Books or to Amazon or to, I'm not sure if it's at Catholic Company or other bookstores, you might just sell them out of all of their copies. So go have some fun.
Oh man, it's so good and it's so beautiful. And so we've been diving into this work and taking a class on it, and it's just been really beautiful to be entrenched in this. But one of the things that they talk about is how we all have parts. And it's, you know, how in scripture, St. Paul talks about, you know, I do what I want to do, or I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I want to do. And it's parts language, right? There's, and we use this language all the time. We're like, well, one part of me really wants to go out tonight with my girlfriends, and the other part of me just wants to watch a chick flick and go to bed. Right? So there's different parts that hold different things. And we have what's called protector parts, and we have what's called exiles. And then we also have, we have like the inner self. And so when we're acting from self, like that's really the space where, like, where the Lord is with us, like it, that inner part that's where we really are. I would say like acting from who He created us to be. And again, we're not going to go super deep in all of this today. We could, but we're not going to today, but, cause that's not the focus of this one, but we just want to give you a little backdrop on this space. And firefighters, so our protector parts, we have firefighters, and they're kind of, you know, they're usually the kind of the big things. That's like people who struggle with addictions. Those are usually protector parts that drive that, or struggling with anxiety. You know, that can be a protector part that's driving that. And then managers are, you know, those parts of us that they kind of keep things in the line, right? You know, a manager part might be the one that's like driving you to keep, you know, I have to keep working until this time today, or, you know, but they're kind of the ones that keep it organized. Let's go. It has to be done by this. And both of those protector parts are usually protecting what's called an exile. And the exile might, you know, is a part that could be holding, you know, a trauma or a really painful part of life that has happened. And so when we talk about this authenticity, so often we show up to our lives only wanting to show the good parts and the best parts, right? And a lot of times managers have a tendency to drive that, right? Let's just show the good parts, all the nice and shiny, you know, and especially when we show up on dates. And this is one of the reasons this is such an important thing is we, in one of the dating course that we are taking our girls through right now in membership, we're really diving into this idea of how do we show up for dates. And something that happens is a lot of times we show up to our dates from a place of let me tell them all the things that I'm doing well. Let me show them all the good things about me. Let me show my best side. Let me, you know, and we want them to know this is how great I am, right? And a lot of times I think we show up in that way because we feel a little bit less. So it's like, let me kind of overcorrect. Let me really show you. But the reality is that when we're doing that, rather than connecting, we're actually trying to impress. But what people desire is connection. But you can't really connect if you're not being authentic. And part of authenticity means actually accepting all those parts of you, which means the messy parts, the weak parts, the parts that maybe you're ashamed of. Like it's actually like being present to all those in the same way that like how Christ was present to all kinds of people in their messes. And so the authenticity ties deeply. And Megan, I would love for you to kind of dive a little bit into this because I loved what you were saying earlier when we were talking about this, how much authenticity ties in with femininity and receptivity.
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens, ladies, is when we aren't being authentic, we actually aren't being receptive to ourselves. And a lot of times we think, oh, well, authenticity means like it's outward, like it's towards others, like in relationship. But ladies, you also have a relationship with yourself. What is the golden rule? What's the commandment that our Lord left with us? Like, love one another as, help me out, Maria, finish me.
Yeah, it's, you know, love. So like love, scripture talks about love God and love neighbor. Okay. And the reason this is important, and you know, love your neighbor as yourself, right? Like we've got these two parts of this space, right? And the thing is, if you don't love yourself, you can't love another person. If you don't receive your whole self with all the parts that maybe they don't look so beautiful. Right, you look at them and maybe you're ashamed of them, and maybe you want to hide. And if you can't sit with those parts of you, in the same way that Christ went and he sat with the prostitutes and he sat with the tax collectors and he sat with the woman at the well and he sat right, he sat with the sick and he sat with the, like he was hanging out with a lot of the parts, a lot of the people who had really what most people would look and say those are ugly parts, right? But that was where Christ wanted to meet. And in a very real way, something that Dr. Jerry Crete talks about in his book, Litanies of the Heart, is in a sense that inner self is we kind of get to be Christ to those parts, right? It's like we really like invite the Lord into that space. And just as like the Lord receives all the different parts of who we are, we also get to receive those parts of who we are. Can we accept those? Now, we're not saying this makes sin okay. We're not saying that. But the parts that are struggling in those places, what happens if we shame them? Does it get rid of the sin? Not usually. Because what is sin? Sin is actually missing the mark. Like if you look at the definition of sin, it's actually missing the mark. So what does that mean? That means that at the heart, like we do desire good things. We are made for the good. We are made for what is good, true, and beautiful. We're made for heaven, you guys, for communion with God. So if we're missing the mark, right, we're going towards something that, you know, we think is good, And maybe we miss it a little bit, right? Maybe that's missed. And if it's missed, shaming rather than fixing the problem, right? Usually that can make it worse because now we're ashamed. So now let's just hide it because that challenge is still there, right? Versus, can you sit with that with another person who's in a hard space? Can you sit with yourself with who's struggling? Maybe it is with an addiction, maybe it's with overeating, maybe it's with impurity, maybe it's with drinking too much, you know, whatever. Maybe it's with someone just, you know, struggling with anxiety. Like, can you sit with those parts? And rather than shaming it, rather than saying, oh my gosh, you're a terrible person, like to yourself or to another, right? Can you say, oh, like what's going on there? Can you actually approach that space from curiosity? Say, what's going on there? Like getting curious, because there's something underneath there. What's the fear? What is the good that that part is trying to do? Right. And so the more that we can sit with ourselves, with the Lord, with ourselves, with those around us, the more that we can actually show up in an authentic way, which actually opens us up, which creates receptivity.
Yeah, which is so beautiful, ladies, because that is what is attractive. And we're not saying do this to be attractive to a man. That's never, ever our goal, ever. It's that we don't want to fall into places of hardness of heart. And I know that actually, probably many of you are in that place. Like, if you were to really, really sit with yourself and be very real with yourself right now, like at your core, you have a hardened heart. No judgment here. No shaming, but to recognize and to become aware of, well, why is my heart hardened? Is it because of all of the disappointment? Is it because of all of the rejection that I've received? Is it because it feels like my desires aren't being heard? And if you look at your heart and heart and you allow all of those parts to speak to you and you're willing to listen to them, they have a lot of really beautiful things to share with you. Because, ladies, at the end of the day, to be authentic doesn't just mean that you're being receptive to yourself and to others, but most importantly, it means that you're being receptive to God. And when you are receptive to God, He's going to be able to do some amazing, amazing things when you cooperate with His grace. That wouldn't happen if you stayed in this place of having a hardened heart. And I'm not saying this is easy.
We know those cases, ladies.
not saying this is easy, but we're saying it's very, very fruitful. And I've seen firsthand what parts work has done for me and has aided towards my authenticity. And Maria can speak of her own. But at the end of the day, don't we all want to be seen as we are, but are also equally terrified of being seen as we are? Right? Like that. That tension of, oh, all of my mess and my weaknesses and the times where I felt like I failed. But also, on the flip side, ladies, to be seen as you are, all of your gifts and talents are in there too. Like, that's the beautiful reality of seeing all of the parts as working together and cooperating together in harmony is this like beautiful, yeah, this beautiful way of seeing yourself at your core, like who you truly are. But a lot of times we don't want to enter into that space because we don't feel safe, for being really, really honest. We don't really have like a sense of safety. Maybe we don't feel like we can be authentic on dates because we don't feel safe with the men that we're with. Or maybe we don't feel like we can be authentic in our friendships because we feel threatened by our friendships. Or maybe we don't feel like we can be authentic in relationships with our family members because we don't feel safe there at the end of the day. It's a really good and kind of curious question that you can pose to yourself. We always love to give you kind of journaling questions and questions to bring your conversation with the Lord in prayer is, which part of you, ladies, which part of you are you most afraid people will see? Get really, really honest with yourself. Which part of you are you most afraid that people will see?
And we all have those ladies. Here's the thing, right? Megan and I,
Oh yeah.
are not immune from
So
it.
much.
We are in this with you. And it doesn't matter if you're single, it doesn't matter if you're dating, it doesn't matter if you're engaged, it doesn't matter if you're married, it doesn't matter if you're a mom, it doesn't matter if you're a grandma. Like, we all have parts, and we all have parts that we're afraid to let someone see. And most of us have like one part that feels particularly like, oh, I don't want anyone to see that. Right? As learning to get very curious in this space. And when we talk about having hardened hearts or these messy places, ladies, this is from a space of just curiosity and understanding and no judgment in that, because we are all in it. We all have places in our hearts that are hardened. We all have places in our hearts that have been disappointed, that have had pain points, that maybe we're in the middle of one of those spaces right now where we're wrestling with the Lord. We're wrestling with disappointment. We're wrestling with hope, right? And what does it look like to come to a place of acceptance? You know, especially I think in that journey of single and dating, it can be so challenging, right? To hold that tension of hope. Because this is where I am, but this is where I want to be. And what does it mean to keep a soft heart in that space? What does it
And
mean
ladies,
to?
when we say acceptance, we do not mean don't put any effort in.
Amen.
I just
Preach
want to
that,
quick say a caveat. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes, it's not about not putting effort in, right? But accept in the sense of, you know what, this is where I am right now. May not love it, don't want to stay here. But looking at, okay, this is where I am, and I can cooperate with God's grace. I can co-create a beautiful life right now. I can be intentional about getting to know men and about putting myself in places to meet them. And whether it's dating apps, whether it's, you know, expanding your normal traffic of where you go during your week. But to really be able to be present, you know, with all of you, with all parts of your heart, and to be willing to open up those spaces and get curious, right? Like, you're not going to force your heart to soften. You're not going to force your parts to just like,
It's
hey,
not going to
chill
work.
out. That does not work well. In the same
No.
way that you can't, like, you know, if you're going to, so when I was doing a lot of personal training, one of the things that I would have the girls do in training is, especially when some of the classes, it's like we'd end a class and sometimes your muscles are still tight, right? They're still kind of tense. And so we would do this exercise of, rather than saying like, okay, muscles, just loosen up, ready, set, go, right? Is we would actually go through some where everything, we would tighten everything and then slowly breathe out and like do some breath work and some relaxation spaces and loosening techniques. And I think in the same way, there's actually a similar place when it comes to our hearts, right? Is that there's this tightening of, you're looking at all the things. Oh, maybe it's really painful, but you're looking at it, you're in the tension, you're in that space. And then can you breathe through that and just be with it without trying to fix it, without, you know, without like, without, also without giving up, you know, without saying I have to control it, but I also am like, you know, totally giving up all hope. No, can you be rather than trying to muscle your way into a relaxed space of acceptance or a control space of like, let me get her done?
Oh, that's so good. And it totally ties in with something that you shared with me. I don't remember when this was, probably several years ago. I had gone on a date and I was like, he asked me this question and it made me so nervous. And Maria coached me through this. And I think it totally pertains to this idea of authenticity, because what she said was, oh, well, why didn't you just tell him that it made you nervous? And I was like, what? Say that out loud? Lots of growth has happened in this space. But I think the point of this, ladies, is that in that moment, there was a part of me that was saying, like, this makes me really nervous. It wasn't that it was inappropriate, it made me feel uncomfortable. It was just, wow, like that's a deep question, or that's a hard question. It made me nervous. And I didn't know that authenticity could be shown in that way by voicing that and spelling that out for him and offering a beautiful opportunity for connection in that moment. And learning from that several years ago and using that along in my dating experiences has just brought about so many beautiful conversations of connection with that authenticity of that muscle that I have been strengthening. And so don't be afraid to be seen as you are. Hey, that actually makes me really uncomfortable. Hey, I don't know why, but that makes me really nervous. And whatever tone that you use in that moment, instead of hiding, Right? Like instead of versus being real with yourself. And that is really at the end of the day what authenticity is at your core is being real with yourself. It's being okay with being seen as you are. And how many times, ladies, has a friend been vulnerable with you because they felt safe with you and shared something that they were going through and you felt so loved and appreciated that you got to receive that part of her?
Yes.
So many of us, you know, have been in those shoes where we get to receive someone else's vulnerability and accept them, see them in their humility and that awareness. And wow, what a gift that you were to them. Why wouldn't it work the other way around? Right?
It's so interesting, isn't it, how we're okay with like holding space for other people in that place sometimes. Sometimes not, you know, but then we're not with ourselves, you know, or sometimes, you know, it was interesting. I was having a conversation or was it somewhere with some people and something that came up that the way of handling people's pain was that this individual, one of the people they knew would just cut them off because it was too much for them to hold space for someone they loved who was in pain. And what's interesting, right, is a lot of times if we're struggling in a space to show up in one area, again, whether it's, okay, can I hold space for someone else in those pain places, or can I hold space for myself, or can I hold space? Can I even like, can I let the Lord hold space for me here, right? A lot of times if even just one of those is not open, then there is going to be a missing element of an open heart and of authenticity and receptivity, right? And we're not saying that you go on a date and you air all your dirty
Yeah,
laundry. That's not
no.
what we're saying. But what we're saying is that there's a difference between showing up and to connect versus impress. Showing up with all of you, showing up authentic. Because, gorgeous girl, you have a beauty and a goodness in all of who you are to bring to the world. And when you don't show up in your authentic self, the world is robbed of something that it needs, that the Lord created you to bring something amazing. And that means all of it. That means all of it. And that means you, through that process, you will be transformed. Through that process, those places that maybe feel really messy, the Lord wants, especially if they're coming up, the Lord wants to heal. The Lord wants to do beautiful things in your life. So, invitation to ask some of those beautiful questions for journaling.
Yeah,
I think we had
invitation for gentleness, ladies. Invitation to place yourself in a posture of curiosity and be real with yourself. You know, which part of you are you most afraid people will see and why? Get really honest with yourself. Be really curious, but also so gentle, like you would with a friend if she was answering that question with you.
All right, ladies, before we close out, if you're listening to this in April of 2024, we have an invitation for you. Megan, do you want to tell them a little bit about what we have coming up?
Oh my gosh. All right. So on Tuesday, May 14th at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time, we are hosting a big live event full of so many beautiful gems, ladies, that we have been researching and studying and living and experiencing for the last several years, many, 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 many years, and compiling it all for you in this beautiful event that you can attend with us. And so, Maria, what are we diving into?
Yeah. So we are going to talk about attachments because those impact our dating space. So four different types of attachment. We're going to be talking about masculine understanding. We're going to be talking about something called the intimacy ladder. And we're going to talk about cycle syncing. And the reason being, ladies, is because believe it or not, all of these intersect with each other. They all impact when you are single, when you're dating, which also will impact your marriage. So those are actually four parts that are in our courses that we offer in membership. And we want to give you guys a little taste of the goodness that we have in there and let you guys get to experience all of this. So
Awesome. So we're going to have a sign up link in the show notes for you to be able to sign up for this free event on Tuesday, May 14th at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. We so hope to see your face there, ladies. All of these things are, it's all gems that we wish that we had had years and years and years and years ago that have totally impacted the way that not only we've shown up to our lives, but the hundreds of gals that we've journeyed with as well. And so we wanted to give this to you in a free event so you could get a taste of the intentional single, as well as we are going to be making an invitation to join us in our membership, which we only open the doors a couple times a year. And we're going to be opening up the doors that week as well. If that's not your cup of tea, no worries. Come and learn with us for the event. But if membership is something you're interested in, you're going to learn all about it towards the invitation at the end. All right, gals, we will see you next week.
But freedom waits.